Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
What is this movie?
Tombstone.
What is this movie?
Don't even know it.
It pairs wonderfully with a Cobb salad, if you're interested.
Jeremy White.
The lengths that you're taking it to, I don't think most people have a food
wait.
Like this.
Which of us is taking it to lengths?
You're saying
throwing
no.
Masters tickets on a table in front of me, and I'm just saying I hate that and find it revolting. There's no lengths.
I'm not for sale, baby.
And Joe DiBiase.
I did have the wonder in my mind, did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought? It's fun thinking about some of those games. Like, look at us back then. We made it through all that.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. It's raining, but it's not going to rain all day. The newest forecast is, it'd be nice.
That's good.
You want to open with a stat of the day that I saw from yesterday, which was jarring?
Sure. Better than the Secretariat stat, which is that every horse in the Derby was a descendant of Secretariat. Is it better than that?
Better? It's not better. Okay. Is it more incredible? Maybe. Mike Syka, Channel 4, meteorologist, weather guy, he wrote yesterday, sorry, we're on rain, but that the last totally dry weekend without a trace of measurable rain was 24 weekends ago.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. But this one looks good. And today looks good. I woke up and saw, hey.
Doesn't look good right now.
No, it's raining now, but it's not going to rain all day.
All right.
We're looking at pretty good, I think.
24 weekends ago. I mean, that's 6 months.
Right, without any sort of like rain or precipitation.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was an attempt at good news is what I was going for. Yeah. A few weekends came close, traces of rain, one in April, one in March, but we're going all the way back to Bills season, October. Boy, let me pull up the game that was 24 weekends ago because that's the last time there was no precipitation on the weekend. And we're looking at like the Chiefs game.
The home Chiefs game.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the last time the weekend was dry.
Yeah.
Totally.
Play of the year, Nance called it.
Play of the year.
From Josh Allen.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, sure, that was his play of the year, wasn't it?
It's hard to beat the one where he threw a touchdown pass and then also caught it and dove into the end zone.
Yeah,
That's tough to beat.
I that was very cool. I look back on that play more and more like that was sweet. It was a trick shot, though.
Yeah. It was 2 weeks after the play against the Chiefs.
Yeah. Like, it was incredible, and nobody else has ever done that, and Josh loved it because he's been trying that play. But, yeah, little gimmicky.
That's right. I won money on that play.
Little gimmicky. That is
our
the
bet about would there be a lateral this season. I won that.
You
I
did
won,
win that
I
bet.
I won that bet.
Like, and that was a hell of a way to win the bet.
Yes.
What's a better shot? If you stick a 5-wood 5 feet from the hole on a par 5, 230 out,
okay.
Or if you're in the trees and you have to hit the ball lefty down on one knee because it's underneath a bush and then you get it onto the green somehow.
Yeah.
What's a better shot? I'd say the 5-wood. That's what those two feel like to me.
Now one is one incredible one is, skill, and the other one is just kind of a little bit of randomness helping you along the way.
And credit to, like, you got to have some creativity.
Yeah.
Some sports creativity, right? Not every quarterback would even have the thought process. In fact, I think almost all of them would not have the thought process to run towards Amari Cooper in that spot.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Part of the magic that happened last season during Josh's MVP campaign.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I've got something to talk about, to bring up a hypothetical about the Bills and Chiefs a little bit later. But good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Josh Schmidt producing. Owen Parker's here running the YouTube feed and hanging out as well. We're definitely going to get some as a goalie talk today because the story in the NHL is about Anthony Stolarz, who got double concussed maybe in that game last night. And plenty to get to with regard to that. The draft lottery goes. The Sabres, it's not just the Sabres that did this. There are how many teams dropped two spots? Did Boston also drop two spots and Seattle drop two spots?
A couple.
Yeah,
did.
I mean, the Islanders jumped up and they were not supposed to do that. The NHL draft order, yeah, it's Nashville, Philly, Boston, Seattle, Buffalo. Those teams dropped two spots.
Yeah.
And they were not supposed to because in this year's lottery, two teams that had no chance won. Twice.
Yeah.
Utah and the Islanders, which, man, of all the it's a good thing this NHL draft is one where it's not thought to be a McDavid year because here are teams that just missed, kinda,
mm-hmm.
moving up as many spots as they did. The Islanders were in 10th and the
Utah was in 14th.
14th, yeah.
And they go to 4.
Pretty good for them. What a goofy draft process. I mean, What a goofy draft structure. It occurs to me watching last night, like, you know what? The lottery's pretty dumb. Having a lottery.
Really?
Having a lottery
uh-huh.
might be dumb. Because if you are the San Jose Sharks, you're like, we had the worst season. We're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Who's picking in front of us? Oh, a team that finished in the 80s with points. Oh, that's weird. How'd they do that? With a 1% draw. Okay. Yeah. I know it was a little more than that. But.
They were 3.5. Utah was 1.5.
That's right. I can't quite decide how I want to land on lotteries because at times I've thought the NFL should have one. Mm-hmm. I also have felt like the NFL should have one on draft night. So we don't mm-hmm. know who's drafting first until...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, 7:30 yeah. that night. Boom, Titans. Yeah. All right, let's go. That would be exciting. So sometimes I'm back and forth on the lottery. Last night's one of those ones where I feel like it's kind of dumb. Imagine if a team that was 10th won the McDavid lottery instead of one of the bottom three teams. I mean, would have been nuts.
Well, that was the year, though, more than any, that they would have felt righteous in having a lottery because teams were actively tanking.
Sure.
For that player.
I mean, the Sharks.
And this was.
Look at the end of the Sharks season. They finished. They were to the bottom.
Yeah.
2 years in a row there for the Sharks. They drafted Celebrini last year. Now they're picking 2 overall. So.
Well, this is where you get to the gray area, too, of what's tanking and what isn't tanking. Because the Sharks have purposely been bad for a couple of years, and they've just been calling it rebuilding.
Yep.
Right? So that, in a way, is tanking. They
sure.
expected to be at the bottom of the standings. They were at the bottom of the standings. And should you get rewarded for the number one pick?
Yeah.
By doing that?
Sure. Weaponize the system.
Imagine if in 2015 Colorado won the first overall pick.
That's what it would have been.
At 3.5%.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that would have been really tough.
They would have won 17 cups
McDavid
by now.
McDavid and McKinnon on the same team.
They would have won all the cups, and we would sit here and say, congratulations on your drawing.
Yeah.
The old Pittsburgh model. You yeah. won a drawing.
I liked the lottery though. I liked the show.
It was great.
I didn't see rave reviews from everybody, but I did see a lot of people that did like it. I just like knowing what the lottery ball needed was. The Sabres odds shifting as they draw every ball, and then it's okay, we're going to commercial break, and we know the Sabres need a 2.
Yep.
We knew they needed it, the two ball.
They had a 1 in 14 chance to win the lottery.
Right. And I was trying to... Was anyone else trying to do this? If you knew that it was you needed a two, they put up that graphic of like what everybody needed. When it came back from break, I'm staring at the ping pong machine trying to find where the two ball is. It's like what, during the TV timeouts on the Jumbotron where they put a puck underneath a hat.
Yeah.
And then they mix up the three hats. That was me trying to figure out where the two was.
It is significantly harder to follow a ping pong ball inside of a air hopper.
I think I only noticed it one time in the 30 seconds that they were shuffling all the balls around, honestly. So
the Sabres odds peaked at what?
9 point. They were 9.1% going into the final ball.
Okay.
So
that's better than where they landed.
3% higher, yep. Right, than they were. But you had seen on that graphic that was showing the shifting odds on the right. It was the Islanders and then somebody else.
Two teams had two balls left.
Yeah. Oh, it was Islanders and Pittsburgh that were like the two of the lower teams that their odds were a lot higher because, right, they had two balls left.
Right.
And the Sabres and I think almost everybody else had only one, except for the ones that were eliminated. So
I liked it.
I liked it.
I thought the graphic worked really well and how they presented it. It makes sense. I think they should do it exactly like that every single year. Because if you're in the mix, you have a little bit of drama. It's, you know, is it any different than watching some sort of, well, you want to say like playing a slot machine, or you want to say watching some video simulation to see, you know what it is like, Joe? When we do our draft picks in Dynasty, we go to First Rush, 100yardrush.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
100yardrush.com is where you put 10 little digital people to run 100 yards, and that's how we have awarded picks in Dynasty for the Dynasty lottery, is little 100-yard men yeah. rushing on them. It's like that. All right, let's see what the simulation brings us and have a little fun along the way. There's some drama. So, yeah, that works. The Sabres, I mean, again, they're not the only team, but they had a better chance of moving to number one than what happened.
Yeah, it was 5%. To have what happened,
yes.
Move down two spots.
Yep.
Because you needed two teams with astronomical odds to win the two drawings.
We kind of
got that.
We went through the scenarios yesterday for the Sabres in the lottery, and we talked about how they could get to three,
yeah.
which was very unlikely. We didn't talk about how they could get to nine, which was always possible but not likely.
Right.
Ninth. All right, there it is. The ninth pick. This is time is a flat circle. How many times have the Sabres picked either eighth or ninth?
Ooh.
In the drought.
I know they've picked eighth
a lot.
Three times?
This is their second time picking ninth. Savoy was ninth. The eighth picks involved
Mittelstadt.
Ristolainen, Mittelstadt. Is Cousins eighth or is he seventh?
Cousins is seventh.
Okay, how many times seventh, eighth, or ninth? A comical number of seventh, eighth, or ninth picks for this team. It is really the Bills' drought where they were picking between 8 and 13 every year.
It really is.
The Bills picked 8th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 8th, 12th, 8th. I'm making those numbers up, but that's pretty much how it was every single year. Stuck not high enough, not low enough. I guess the difference between the Sabres drought and the Bills drought is the Sabres have had multiple ones and twos where the Bills, the highest they got was what? Three for Marcel Darius.
Yeah, and the Sabres have picked first twice.
Right. First twice and second
and
twice.
And second twice.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. But otherwise, yeah, look at this. Eighth. It was eighth in back-to-back years. Nylander is the other
Nylander,
one that went eighth.
Mittelstadt.
Jack Quinn went eighth. So, so that's four times then, or three times picking eighth, and whatever. There's a million. They've also picked 14th, interestingly, three times.
Okay.
Twice, though, that wasn't their own pick. Actually, none of those times it was their
Zach
own pick.
Zach Benson...
No, he was 13th.
Okay, 13th.
Last year, Helenius.
Grigorenko.
Grigorenko was 12.
Okay, then it's Girgensons.
Girgensons was 14. There you go.
And
the other 14
Isaac
was...
Isaac Rosen.
There you go.
Right, look at all these picks we know.
Full circle. That was Ristolainen.
Okay.
So they've always been picking like in that range, basically.
Ninth.
So we're just getting our McKelvins and our Whitners and our...
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Mabins. Your Mabin.
Who's the Maben, though?
Could we draw straight lines?
And Alex Nylander could be Maben.
Yeah, absolutely. Could we draw straight lines from every Bills pick to every Sabres pick and just kind of have the flat circle be there?
I think you really could.
Who's Marshawn Lynch? Is that...
Ooh.
Is that... Mittelstadt? No, is that...
Reinhart?
Maybe Cousins?
Reinhart
and Eichel are too high. We're talking just the middle guys. The straight across.
I guess the reason I was thinking that, though, is because Lynch was good here, and then he was a Hall of Famer when he left, and Reinhardt was good here, and then he's become, 50-goal scorer when he left, which could become Hall of Famer.
Could.
So, the guy, I mean, that would be like if Savoy turned into a really good player, right, or something like that.
Maybe.
It could be Cousins, eventually.
Could be.
The Lynch one, though. We could tie a comparable to probably all of them. Zdorov, maybe. Zdorov is in here somewhere as well. It's 16.
803-0550 is our phone number. Good morning. Welcome in here on WGR. If you're on the chat, say hi. If you want to give us a ring on the phones. Operation Trade the Pick has begun for some. If you think that's a thing they could do. Whatever. We didn't get any sort of announcement on the GM or the structure of the Sabres front office.
Did you notice he was their representative yesterday?
Of course.
I was looking for that. I kind of thought he would be. And sure enough, they had all the Zoom cameras up of all the GMs and everybody. And there was Kevin Adams sitting at his desk in his office. So, he's definitely staying, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely staying.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. There might be some title changes. That's what Elliot Friedman suggested, but yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
It really is.
Isn't it incredible?
It's incredible when you, listen, there are your own circumstances, and then there's looking around the league. This is borrowing a point from the dust-up last week. Like, among your peers, how do you look? The Sabres look like a team that never makes changes among their peers. The LA Kings just got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs for the fourth consecutive year and cleaned house.
Right.
Playoffs.
The Bruins had...
That's four consecutive playoff appearances.
Yeah.
Get out.
The Bruins have fired coaches after playoff seasons. The Rangers just fired their coach after one missed playoff season, right?
Yep.
There have been other teams with GM shuffling. The Islanders just fired... Well, they let Lou Lamoriello walk, and that could be age, too. That's right.
Mike Sullivan got fired. He won cups. Maybe a couple bad years.
The
thing started to turn south. I don't think it's because the coach is bad. It's because they started to age out in Pittsburgh. You know, it's
right.
You can't do it forever. But, yeah, bad year, you're out. Here, the coaches have paid for it, but this GM has not.
This will be year six.
Which is that
without ever making the playoffs. I actually, I'm reminded of this. I looked at this at the beginning of the season, that he's already one of the longest tenured GMs to have never made the playoffs. Like, in the league's history.
Yeah. I can't imagine there's that many longer.
Right, because... I mean, imagine what you have to do, what the circumstances have to be to get to year six. Like, you are starting to know now about your draft classes even. You can't even play the... I remember this being a defensive botch roll when he got fired, which was, you don't even know how good a GM he is yet because his draft picks haven't arrived yet. When, like, there were so many other layers to being a general manager beyond just who did you draft that... You knew what you were doing then. Adams, like, you're even getting to that point where, like, his draft picks are arrived. We've seen 3 years of Jack Quinn on this team, right? We know Paterka's pretty good. We know that Roseanne hasn't made it to the NHL yet. Like, you can go down the list. But, man, it's just, right, it really highlights what their circumstances are and how they act in the league when... Almost every other team would have acted by now, I think, to move on from this general manager.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it can't work, right? He could go out in the offseason and make one more big hockey trade, and they get a good goaltending year, and they break the drought. It doesn't mean it couldn't work, but...
Well, there's a comparison there. It's the same as when someone calls us and says the same GM and coach have never won a Super Bowl, same coach and quarterback have never won a Super Bowl after 5 years. The answer is, well... There are probably a number of pairings that if you gave them 10 years, they might have, but usually changes get made. And a GM like Kevin Adams here in year six, if you got 10 years, you probably would make it. It's hard to not make it.
Yeah.
It really is hard to not make it. So, you know, the job that he's done, I mean, I don't know that you could possibly say it's been an excellent job. It's been a good job. They're just kind of miring in the mediocrity they've been for a while. This year, he said he felt they should have been a playoff team. And they missed by a lot,
yeah.
Which is interesting, but with the Sabres, it's the same thing. They could draft ninth here. They could trade the pick. I don't think they're far from being a playoff team. How much worse are they than the St. Louis Blues? I don't think they're that much worse than the Blues. They could just button up a couple things and make it, but it's you know, it's the kind of thing where every single year something derails them. And, you know, what's that going to be next season?
Right.
I don't know. Goaltending again?
Right. They're gonna just the way the way years have gone here, it feels like they're gonna fix the power play and then they're what? Something's gonna dry up. The 5-on-5 scoring is gonna go away. Last year they were great 5-on-5 scoring and they were terrible on the power play. Next year, oh, we can score on the power play now. Oh, we can't score 5-on-5. Just it's flip-flop, back and forth. That was being the best goal-scoring team in the year and no goaltending, and then your goaltending showed up, and then you didn't have any goal-scoring, and just, it's like the hockey gods are just going to, you know, torture this fan base as much as possible while they miss. Because it isn't the same thing.
No. It's always something
At least
different.
On the team, it's not the same thing. It can be the same people, right? But it hasn't been the same thing that's caused them to miss. At least with this group. With this group, it hasn't been the same thing.
No. I mean, it's been, right, a thing here or there, but it's largely been organizationally that they're trying to get in by the skin of their teeth a lot. And if something goes wrong, whatever that might be, if it's the goalie lets them down or special teams or injuries or, you know, in the case of this year, a 13-game losing streak where, you know, they were pretty consistently not very good. They lost Darlene for a lot of that stretch. If Darlene doesn't get hurt, do they stay alive? Probably.
They probably don't lose 13 in a row.
They probably don't lose 13 in a row, but here we are.
Yeah.
So anyway, Sabres drafting ninth. There'll be plenty of chatter to trade the pick. Whatever. How valuable could the ninth pick be? It's part of, you know, one thing about last night that's bad, if I could say this objectively about the NHL, the Islanders winning that lottery is going to make, if it already wasn't this way, it pretty much is close to this as it is. Every single first-round pick is lottery-protected in trades. Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
Because can you imagine having traded that pick if you're the Islanders and the 3% chance hits and it's the number one overall pick? As it is, the lottery, including all the teams, it used to be the lottery was really only the top five. Only five teams.
They only drew for those.
They drew
or
for...
Or those were the only teams that could win it?
Yeah, it used to be that only the top five were going to move up. And... the number one team had a 48% chance of number one, and that has dropped a lot. Back when the Avalanche got MacKinnon, I think it was 43 or 45% that they were going to win that number one pick. But the Islanders winning that means your hopes of ever making a trade and getting a first-round pick that isn't lottery-protected, I mean, it was already kind of dead. It's probably double dead, if possible. Yeah, it's what it is.
So I mean, anyway. I would love to say they could go trade nine for... You know, what? Some established veteran player. I remember when Corey Schneider got traded for like the eighth or ninth pick. But.
Wouldn't they have to trade it for, put it this way. This is kind of a good way to ask it. Jason Zucker on defense. Should they trade the ninth pick for Jason Zucker on defense? Include the age. 33. I'll say yes. Sure. Why not? Because the Sabres have been for a long time allergic to older players, and every single time a player would come up, it'd be, maybe that guy's a little too old for us. And he'd be 26.
And meanwhile, they've been the youngest team in the league every single year.
And Greenway and Zucker show up. How about the ninth pick for Zucker on defense?
Yeah.
That's out there, a team that thinks, this guy's a little older, we could use to get a little younger.
Yeah, it's hard to say no, especially when... I don't know. Does it feel like their number one need on their roster that they're going to go after this offseason is like a veteran defenseman to play with Owen Power?
There it is. We'll give you the ninth pick.
And boom, there's your power partner.
There it is. Jason Zucker.
Can I be nitpicky?
Defenseman named Zucker.
Can I be nitpicky and make sure he's not on a one-year contract? Does that even matter?
And you, well, I mean,
how about he's on a three-year deal.
How about
at 33?
Sure, you're right. You don't want a rental on the ninth overall.
How about
2 years? He's under contract for 2 years, and if it goes well, you can work on keeping him.
And he's good?
He's Zucker. He's everything.
And Zucker's good.
Everything Zucker brought to the team on defense. Ninth overall pick.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
They would be accused of overpaying for sure.
Whatever. Sometimes I feel like they don't make moves because of that fear.
Yeah.
The fear of looking like you overpaid. They actually, I mean, there is one instance where they did that and it ended up kind of working out, which is when they traded Savoy for Ryan McLeod. and a lot of hockey media people nationally were immediately going, whoa, this is... I think Matt Larkin got dogged a little bit because he compared it to the Forsberg Erat trade from a while ago. Like, this is horrific value. And I looked at that trade at the time, yeah, they're all probably right. It's bad value, but you needed it.
And what happened? It was fine value.
It paid off. Like, he was every bit, Ryan McLeod was every bit the player you would have hoped for when you traded for him.
Yep.
So that should be a lesson, I think. Don't be afraid of everybody saying you overpaid, because if you think the player is that good, and he is that good, then who cares?
Sabres draft 9th. Catch the fever.
9th.
We got to talk about last night in Toronto. There's going to be a big-time controversy about Sam Bennett and the NHL playoffs, right? Playoff hockey, baby. Playoff hockey. Big, big conversation about Sam Bennett elbowing a goaltender in the head. Concussion for Stolarz. He's vomiting on the bench, and reports he was taken out of the arena in the third period on a stretcher. So, looks like Toronto is out their goalie for a week at least.
Yeah.
And that's tough. What should the league do about Sam Bennett here? We'll talk about that, kick that around, and, you know, if anybody wants to say no to Jason Zucker of defense for the 9th pick, you know, you can give us a ring. Jeremy and Joe, the Sabres somehow lose the draft lottery more than we thought possible. It wasn't likely. 5.6% chance to drop down 2 spots and a 6.5% chance to move up to number 1. They defy the odds, and they'll be drafting 9th. You can give us a ring or, you know, just hang out. Happy Tuesday. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There was the contact here with Sam Bennett in the second period while Florida was on a power play.
and we'll give you a couple different looks of it, and we'll see if Department of Player Safety weighs in tonight and tomorrow. But basically what happened was he went to the bench for the next TV timeout. The next TV timeout, Stoller's come back to the bench, and he starts vomiting at the bench. That's obviously when he comes out. Wool comes into the game. The Maple Leafs announced at the intermission he's under evaluation and would not return.
Elliot Friedman on last night in Toronto. The Leafs win game one, but they might have lost their goaltender in the process. And there's a couple interesting things here, a lot. I also learned something. We're going to talk to Owen about this in, as a goalie. So you heard all that from Friedman on Stolarz. Did you know that this is from Chris Nowinski, PhD, of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. He tweeted last night one of the highlights of Stolarz, who likely suffered a concussion on the shot from Reinhart, right?
Which was early.
Early. 5 minutes in the end of the game, he gets hit with the shot by Reinhart, hits him in the head, and he says, here's what he tweeted, that 5 minutes into the game when he took a puck to the face that knocked his mask off, 25 seconds after that happened,
yeah,
he did a shake. Which predicts concussions 72% of the time. Sometimes we see that in the NFL, a player, quarterback, they look for this. You get up and you shake your head like that.
Yeah.
That is often looked at as an involuntary, like you got your bell rung, you shake your head. The shake actually is an acronym for spontaneous head shake after a kinematic event. That I learned. I did not know that. S-H-A-A-K-E. So he did a shake. And this is one spot where, again, the league is supposed to have neuroscientists and spotters.
Yeah.
Of all the positions where I would see that shake and all the incidents where I would see that shake and think, that's just, he literally got hit in the mask and he's just like readjusting his helmet. I'm not saying that he didn't have a concussion in that moment. Just for me, the layperson, that's one where I would not have thought a thing to see him shake his head like that.
Yeah, I know this is doubly a place where I can really feel comfortable talking because this is where my sort of career took a turn.
Did you get concussed on a shot?
I did 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
And that shake, you know, I saw the same tweet. I was going to bring it up today, same as you. And I think it's a tough thing to sort of rely on as a sign.
Because you ever shake your head just to adjust your mask 100%, without your hands?
All the time.
Yeah.
And so I think it's sort of circumstantial where, you know, he gets rung and that was a hard shot. You know, you see the strap fly off the mask. That's always kind of a signal of like this was a real cannon right in the chin. And so I struggle to see the shake itself in a vacuum as a sign.
Yeah.
But when you combine it with the rest of the events after that, I think you can then extrapolate, okay, that was probably the shake, you know, acronym version rather than just a shake, I'm just adjusting my mask. 'Cause I know from experience those initial a shot like that will ring you and you're like, "Oh, I don't feel great, but I'm not going to take myself out of this game." And obviously, Anthony Stolarz isn't going to pull himself out of a Stanley Cup playoff game, game one against his former team. He's never going to pull himself.
Yeah.
But what it does do is it softens you up, and it leaves you a lot more vulnerable to
the next one,
a drive-by elbow straight to the dome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. The drive-by elbow, we'll get to that in a moment. I'm responses to this tweet from the Concussion Legacy Foundation guys. A lot of people saying that's a goalie adjusting his mask. It's a goalie making sure it's, you know, does it fit? Is it staying on?
What that would mean, though, is if to me that sounds like then is if that is an indicator of someone who has a concussion, and it also is a very real, reasonable thing that goalies do to adjust their mask, that means you will never be able to tell when it's the concussion.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is what happened here.
Right.
What could have happened here.
Which
was, okay, that shake, right, as Owen kind of said. That shake could have been the concussion shake.
Could have.
But we'll never know it because he's also wearing a goalie mask.
Right. I almost want to say I'm trying to think. There was a play Didn't Allen in Houston? Was it Houston? Was it Baltimore? He did a head shake.
I think I remember exactly what you're talking about.
And we wondered if he was, if he had suffered it. He got evaluated. He came out. I think it's Houston.
He came out of a game.
He came out of the
right?
game, got evaluated.
For like a minute.
The Bills got the ball back quickly. He goes back in. And yeah. I think there was one of those shakes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, that was Houston. He got smoked. He threw 100%. A ball down the field.
And
he was down, and like a lot of Bills fans
people
probably
thought he
like,
was
oh, no.
out on the turf very briefly and then yeah. up.
Right.
And, again, to me, it's just a little different. When a quarterback, I've seen Tua has done the head shake, and it's a much, much bigger shake. If you're not watching the video, apologies, but this Stolarz shake is a very, very small little, like I might do it to adjust my own headphones right now.
Right.
I'm not a professional athlete, just concussed by
I will though, like I'll add in, I seeing that tweet last night, I thought back and I was like, you know, obviously your memory is not going to be the best directly after you get a concussion, but I was like, do I remember ever having a shake like that? And I do know I used to get like a jitter. Where you'd get like a sort of a shiver down your spine and your head would shake like that. And I still have residual moments where I have that. And so I definitely think the two are connected, but it's not one you can really rely yeah. on in any meaningful way.
Is that shake that a goalie is doing with his helmet on without his helmet coming off? You know what I mean? Like, would he be adjusting his helmet like that by shaking his head because he got hit by a puck and he's still wearing his helmet? The helmet comes off immediately.
All the way off, right?
Right. Right. So the helmet has come all the way off, and then there's a timeout. He puts the helmet back on, and I assume readjusts his helmet, and then the shake happens after that?
Yes.
That to me is kind of like...
That's
such
a
situation,
it,
yeah.
It could be less about adjusting your mask because you've already put your mask back on.
Right. Exactly, and although
it's
such a wacky like micro thing to zoom in on here that we're talking about, right?
But right,
I know
because like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna have goalie. You're gonna take every goalie off the ice that gets hit in the head with a puck,
right?
Like, because really, like if your main goal is to prevent concussions, that probably is exactly what you should do.
And
but
to my point about making him more vulnerable to that elbow, right? Like. It may not be the kind of concussion that is clear and obvious and that you see a guy's wobbling and he can't skate right. That is a, like, there's degrees of concussions here that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were definitely times where I got my bell rung and they would have definitely been classified in finger quotes as concussions that I just sort of plowed my way through. And that's not smart to do, but that's what everybody in that position would ever do.
Right. It's the sports culture.
Exactly. It's never going to change that way.
Yeah.
And so...
But so it's tough. I mean, like the most you could do then at that point is, you know, like in this instance, for example, you wouldn't take him off the ice and have a concussion. You could have the concussion spotter look for signs.
Right.
But at the minimum, maybe it's, hey, if you got hit with a puck in the head during that period, during the intermission... We're gonna check it.
Right.
And maybe that even happened. I don't know that it didn't happen. I didn't listen to Berube and whether he got asked that question. Because when's the Bennett elbow? That's in the
third
period, isn't it? So you could have had Stolarz checked during the intermission.
Right.
This is where concussions are so tough, though.
It's,
like,
yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Because you could even do the check, and
right.
you might
right.
not catch it.
Exactly. And then, you know, those head traumas just build, and they will compound on one another. Like that Bennett elbow probably in and of itself isn't a concussion on its own. But due
yeah.
to the shot sort of softening,
yeah.
that's what happens is you kind of build a susceptibility to a head trauma like that and a concussion. And so it got to be too much for that. For him to handle, and then you start throwing up, and that's immediately like you throw up after a concussion, you're at the hospital every time.
Yeah.
Like I had a few where I was, they just were like, you gotta go.
It's second impact syndrome, is what it's called.
Yep.
You can suffer it's a dangerous condition. You can suffer a second head injury before fully recovering from the first. And is it that it's more likely because it'll take less of a blow to be what hits you that second time?
Yep.
Because if we haven't even gotten to the Bennett elbow, which
right.
there are lots of people that are upset about the Bennett elbow. I am I'm in the same chair I've sat for a long time where I've been ready to suspend guys for the year for headshots. And I thought the Bennett elbow, I heard all about it. I log online. I take a look at it and I think, I don't think that looks like some sort of malicious headshot. And I know that these guys are so good at pretending to not do something and then do it.
And that's where he makes it tough because he's one of these guys that would try to make it look like he's not trying
Absolutely.
To do it on purpose.
He probably does not deserve the benefit of the doubt. He's on the edge all the time. He's one of these playoff hockey guys.
Right.
I don't think there's going to be a suspension from the Department of Player Safety at all.
I don't see them making any kind of meaningful, you know, judicial decision.
I'd be surprised.
I would be really surprised if they take a game off of him. I agree with you, Jeremy. It doesn't look malicious. It doesn't look that, you know, intentional. But it happens, and he gets him right in square in the temple with his elbow. And the history of that player would suggest that it probably wasn't exactly an accident.
Yep.
It definitely wasn't something he did. You know, he didn't come into that game thinking, I'm going to try and nail Stolarz here. But what he might have done is, I'm not going to shy away from him if he's out where I can get him.
I can remember Bennett. So Bennett's in the Reinhardt class, and we went to see him. I went to see him play
at St. Catharines. Did he play for Kingston?
He did.
Yeah.
He played for Kingston. I saw him play up there at a game at St. Catharines, and I remember feeling like, whatever, he's the same player in juniors he is now, which is back then he was supposed to be a top, you know, top three, top two prospect, and his career didn't really ever flourish offensively that way, but he's a heck of a player.
He's a great player.
He's a heck of a player. And he played like that in juniors, on the edge, like a lumberjack using his stick, hitting guys all the time. Yeah. Just a real
sort of Zach Benson.
Just a menace. So we'll see what the NHL does there. 803-0550, the latest on the Leafs and the Panthers. The Panthers lose the game, but they might ultimately win in the end if Toronto's down their starting goaltender. Jeremy and Joe, Owen's here, Josh is here. We're hanging out on a Tuesday. Chad Edeminisis at 8 o'clock on the Sabres, and maybe, you know, should they move that ninth overall pick? And what could be the path forward? How much do they have to do to, you know, be playing this time of year next year? We got that. We got some instant trivia coming up. And
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plenty more here on WGR.
It's off to Brown. Bridge is there. They hold it. They trip and it's over. The Knicks have won. What a comeback and a game one win for New York.
Kevin Harlan on the call. We already did our stat of the day earlier. We'll do a million stats of the day. Gentlemen, would you care to guess how many three-pointers were attempted in the Knicks-Celtics game that went to overtime last night? 108-105, the Knicks become the first team ever to rally from down 15 down and win a game in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in this round of the playoffs. So how many three-pointers were attempted? The final score was 108-105.
Man, I watched that game, and every shot was a three-pointer. There were 85.
Correct.
Between both teams?
Both teams.
Yeah, like 85.
All right. Correct answer?
Yeah.
97.
Oh.
So there were 97 three-pointers attempted in that game.
Yeah, I don't know where the stat ended up. They mentioned it on the broadcast at some point in the beginning of overtime that the Celtics had the lead at one point with 45 missed three-pointers.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yep, they missed 45 three-pointers. They were 15 of 60.
Think of that. They missed 45 three-pointers, and they were ahead.
They missed 45 three-pointers in a, 5 minutes of overtime, so 53-minute game.
Yeah.
The game was 53 minutes, and it was a 97 three-pointer game.
Yeah. Imagine, too, you're missing 45 three-pointers. You just keep throwing them up.
Yep.
Just keep going.
I do think
that was a great game, by the way, down the stretch. Brunson for the Knicks is unbelievable.
I do think that, you know, every once in a while, a sport runs into something where they think, like, boy, we've evolved to this. This is a tush-push conversation, too, which, by the way, that's coming back and going to get discussed again soon. The Packers have their latest proposal. But baseball with the shift, the NBA with three-pointers, where the evolution brought us here, and, maybe this is not good.
Maybe it's gone too far?
It's gone too far. That there are too many just huck it up and pray. You're not all the Warriors. This is not great basketball anymore. You know, I'm not here to be a hater of the NBA. It's the three-pointer, of course. Like, the analytics revolution has led to take more. It's a better idea.
Sure.
97 three-pointers combined in one game is quite something.
Yeah. Our teams have figured out that one of the shots is worth 1.5 times the other.
Right,
shot.
Right.
So,
yeah,
it's tough to pass on it.
97. Holy cow. Anyway.
Two huge those series were huge favorites. Like, I think the Celtics were near this. The Thunder, they were up 9 with 2:40 to go yesterday. Do you know what their odds to win the series were going in? Minus 800. Against a team that won the championship 2 years ago. And just won, like, an amazing first-round Game 7. So the NBA playoffs have been great, but, man, those two teams that lost last night that had huge leads were both massive favorites.
They'll still probably win, right?
You
miss 45 threes and lose in overtime, you're probably feeling like you'd be fine.
I think the Celtics more so will definitely be fine.
803-0550 to join us if you want. 1-888-550-2550. Schedule's out in 8 days. Maybe we'll build a perfect Bills opener. And also want to ask a question about, you know, this new-look Bills defense and the standard we'll have for it. So give us a ring, 803-0550, on that when we return here on WGR.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy,
You're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.